Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos Chicago Bulls coverage show. I'm your host, Keith Cork, and I'll be flying solo for this game recap. The Bulls lose to the Phoenix Suns, 124-127, in a blowout. You might ask, Keith, how is a 3-point win a blowout? If you watch the game, I guess you can call it a game, then you know that this was a blowout. The Bulls stood no chance from start to finish. It was disappointing. Don't think the Bulls, I don't think we ever expected the Bulls to win this one. I mean, you know, it's a back-to-back. It's home game, but it's back-to-back against Phoenix Suns, who is they're the best team in NBA basketball. Here's why I'm down. And this is Casey Johnson just 8 minutes ago before this podcast is recording here. He tweeted out, the Bulls are about to drop to 1-11 against teams with top 7 records besides theirs in the NBA. They've lost 0-2 to the Heat with an average loss margin of 14.5 points. 1-1 to the Bucks, they've lost by 4 points. 1-1 to the Cavaliers, 23 points is the average margin of defeat. That's the one loss there. 0-3 against the 76ers. 0-3 against one of the teams that we're going to have to beat if we want to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. 8.3 points is the average margin of defeat there. Suns 0-1. Obviously, the margin there is 3 points, but it's much worse than that. Warriors were 0-2. 34 points. 34 points as the average margin of defeat there. Grizzlies 0-1. 13 points we lost by in that one game. Not a good look. Are the Bulls for real? It's starting to look more or less and less like the Bulls are for real, because we just keep losing to good teams, and we just keep looking like a worse team against good teams. And I know we're injured. No Lonzo Ball, no Alex Caruso, no Patrick Williams, no Derrick Jones Jr. At some point, though, man, you got to suck it up, and you got to have some pride, and you got to play, and you got to pull a win out that you're not supposed to win. I mean, you just got to do that. It's just stuff you got to do. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Bulls were 10-10 in January. That's okay. That's probably about where we imagined they would be with all those bodies out, so I'm not too upset about that. But it's been a rough start to February. This has been abysmal. Abysmal. It's just not – it's not been a good look. But I'm going to break it down for you guys as best I can. The Bulls have now lost, 2 of their last 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their last 10, I want to say. If I'm reading that right. It might be 6 of the last 12. So they're looking at 50%. So it's not entirely doom and gloom. But this is the Sports Ethos Show. Listeners, I do want to take a moment to tell you to please go follow @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter, the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on Earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and it provides more analysis too. Again, that's @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Go follow it now. The Bulls were losing by, 14-15 when the Suns subbed all their starters out. And then the Bulls made a run that meant nothing at the end there. So that's why the game's closer than it should have been. and it was still definitely a blowout. The Bulls decidedly lost this game. I feel bad for DeMar DeRozan, man. DeMar DeRozan just continues to look incredible. 16 of 27 tonight, 59% from the field, 38 points, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, just three turnovers. So just incredible stuff from DeMar DeRozan, man. And we are going to end up wasting this year from him. I can just tell you right now, it is not shaping up to end well unless we get healthy real quick here. Zach LaVine looked pretty good in spots. He's a bucket getter, man. 32 points, 9 of 20 from the field, 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. Just 2 turnovers, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. I mean, he did everything he could do. There are times where I do question Zach LaVine's ball security. I think that's a real issue and a real problem, especially at the end of games. He had a turnover a few times when the Bulls were making runs. I felt like he just didn't handle the ball well, didn't make the right decisions. Something I've criticized him for in the past, I thought he was better at it last year. And this year, I'm seeing some of the same problems again. I don't know if he's maybe just relaxed on improving that stuff because now he's got DeMar DeRozan and he feels just comfortable with it. I don't know what's going on there. I would assume that we've been talking this guy up for a long time now, since he's been in the starting role and playing 30 plus minutes. 33 minutes tonight. Guess how many turnovers, or guess how many assists he had? Zero. Zero assists, zero turnovers. Not going to, 2 points, 4 personal fouls, 2 rebounds, 1 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 4 from beyond the arc. Not going to cut it. Just not going to cut it. I like Kobe tonight. I think he had some positive minutes here. 3 of 7 from the field, 13 points, 2 of 5 from beyond the line. But guys, our transition defense, absolutely freaking terrible. I don't understand how you get to the freaking NBA and don't know how to stop the ball. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Jay Crowder, leaking out, getting baskets easily. Before we're even allowed to have any kind of defense or any kind of resistance. It's just embarrassing. It is absolutely embarrassing. These guys should be embarrassed. And I don't always get angry at the Bulls. I usually think that they go forth good effort tonight. This was a piss poor effort. Just terrible. On defense. They gave up, I think it was, 36 points in the first quarter? If I'm not mistaken, I jotted it down. 36 first quarter points, including that Devin Booker dagger at the end where he just kind of stared down Javante Green. I mean, Javante played great defense on that particular play and just couldn't stop Devin Booker. But it's a back-to-back. I felt like we were settling for jump shots early on in the game. Would have liked to see us go into the basket and get to the line. I don't know off the top of my head how many free throws we had in that first quarter. I want to say probably not many. Everything was just kind of catch and shoot, and shots weren't falling, and then all of a sudden they were falling, and then they stopped falling again. We ended up shooting 47.8% from the floor. They ended up shooting 54.4% from the floor, sorry. And you have to say, you know, you look at these, if you're just a box score watcher, you have to say, oh, well, teams aren't going to shoot over 50%. On a regular basis, but they do against the Bulls, because the frickin' Bulls can't play defense. They don't play defense. There is zero defense out there right now. That's what I'm angry about.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And I said this, I laid this out with Trey a couple shows ago, whenever he was last on the show with me. I don't know. He couldn't get on tonight. He was upset, too upset about the Bulls being terrible. But I'm not too upset. I can talk about it. It's okay. We're going to get this like a therapeutic session, Bulls fans. But whatever it was, you know, a couple shows ago, I was talking to Trey, you know, hey, I want to see the Bulls win the way that people, Chicago teams win. Defense, grit, hard work. I don't care if we score freaking 124 points. Good, great, fantastic. I'm glad. Doesn't mean anything. You know what word I wanted to use. Doesn't mean anything. If you can't get a stop or get a string of stops together. If I were to put, you give me $1 million, say, Keith, Here's $1 million, $1 million free dollars. You get to bet this on if the Bulls can string together three stops in a row in any given game for the next five games. I'm betting against it, man. Give me my free $1 million. There's just no way. There's no way. We've got people like, you know, Matt Thomas rotating over. I mean, the bench minutes were just awful. I mean, their bench destroyed our bench. I mean, that's, again, a byproduct of just so many people being out, people being shifted up. We're playing Matt Thomas and Malcolm Hill and just people that just normally would not get minutes. And so it's hard to totally be upset, you know, that Matt Thomas got 12 minutes. Tony Bradley got 13 minutes. Everyone else, I mean, you know, everyone else is a rotation player here. You know, Javante Green, 24 minutes. DeMar, 35. Vucevic, 34 minutes. Zach, 37. Io, 33. Kobe, 35 and a half, 36. Or, no, I'm sorry, 25 and a half, 26. Troy Brown Jr., rotation player, 22 minutes almost. They're rotation players, and we can't even freaking figure out how to play transition defense. It's embarrassing. The very first play of the game, the very first scoring play for the Suns, is a made basket by the Bulls. DeMar DeRozan, reverse layup, right? DeMar's under the basket. The Suns like to do this. This is in the scouting report. They do this all the time. Jay Crowder leaks out, gets a transition basket, transition layup with zero resistance. I'm angry, man. That makes me angry. Because it's a stupid mistake, first of all. It's an easy mistake to curtail. It's an easy mistake to avoid making. Just read the scouting report. The Phoenix Suns do this all the time. And hustle, man. Use your legs. Run. Get back on defense. Made basket fantastic. DeMar DeRozan's under the basket. What does that mean? His guy's leaking out. Go find him. Goose Fraba. Gotta take a chill pill here for a second, guys. What makes me happy, though, is Thrive Fantasy. So, yeah, we do have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos. Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100 plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit and players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at Thrive Fantasy. .com. You can actually use the promo code and in the sign up link, the sign up link on my Twitter account at BSBPKeith is my Twitter account. Yeah, just point of attack defense, not non-existent. Transition defense, non-existent. You can't win basketball games against good teams that way. Yeah, you know, the Bulls, and everyone's going to say, this is going to be the narrative in national media now. They're going to say, oh, those Bulls were exactly what they thought we were. We thought they were going to be an offensive juggernaut that didn't play a lick of defense, and we don't think it's going to work. We don't think those pieces fit. And it's freaking going to be true now, according to them. I mean, it's not. It's obviously not. But you know, we live in a society, and especially in the sports world, we work in a sports world where put something on a piece of paper. Here's their losing streak. You know, here's what's been going on. And now I'm going to make my bold statement here. And, you know, the Bulls can't play like a defense. And I know you guys, I mean, Chicago. I mean, if you're in Chicago, even if you're not from Chicago, I'm from the suburbs. I lived in Chicago proper for years. You know. Pride, hard work, those are things that the city is about. You got to hustle, man. You got to hustle to make it there, man. You got to hustle because someone else is going to hustle behind you. Because there's someone behind you that's going to take your spot. That's going to take what you want. The same is true of NBA basketball. The same is true of Bulls basketball. And I hope the Bulls shake this up, man. I hope the Bulls go out and trade some of these guys that just aren't performing right now. I would point to a Troy Brown Jr. I would point to a Matt Thomas. I would point to Tony Bradley. It's hard to thrust them into that role and expect them to produce significantly above their average or their means. I get it. So don't take this and run and say this is me throwing them in the fire, right? It's not me like taking a pitchfork and saying, go, let's go hunt the beast. It's not all their problem. It's not all their fault. But the Bulls need help, man. DeMar DeRozan needs help. Zach LaVine needs help. Speaking of which, Nikola Vucevic, let's talk about Nikola Vucevic. He got absolutely manhandled in the post and down low tonight. 6 of 15 from the floor, 40%, 0 of 3 from beyond the arc, 12 rebounds, which is nice. He grabbed a significant amount of those in the final minutes when it really didn't matter, when we were still down, 15, 16 points. 13 points. And that's it. 0 blocks, 2 steals. That doesn't tell the whole story, though. The whole story is that even JaVale McGee dominated Vucevic on a couple of plays. And, JaVale McGee is he's been a good, solid backup for years. Not to take anything away from him. He's a good player. You see that three shot, by the way? Oh my gosh. I can't play. I thought he was like, it's like a catapult. I was like, that thing, there's no way that goes. It's like a hitch in his shot and everything. And of course, it swished. It was just the kind that it was. But I digress. He's a good player. But Vooch is supposed to be our third star. And I just didn't feel like he brought his A game tonight. You know what? I think that extends even more so to the defensive side. You see him sometimes just giving up on plays. Because he's beat. He's out of position. He's in bad position. I can't defend him there. I mean, I think, he does give effort maybe once every other night on the defensive end, I think. And it just seems to be linked to when his shot's falling. And I didn't feel like I saw a great effort from him tonight on either side of the basketball. Didn't think so. Javante Green had a rough game from the field. I think he brought some energy here and there. He did what he's supposed to do. Not ideally going to be a starter for us. He shouldn't be. LaVine, like I said, bucket getter that third quarter, especially at one point he had assisted or scored on 15 straight points in the third quarter. So that was impressive to see. That's the kind of crap we've seen Zach LaVine do in the past. Let me point this out. Io, I think it was the second quarter. Beginning of the second, or maybe middle of the second, he had a chance. He had JaVale McGee switched out onto him, and he had a chance to go ISO on JaVale McGee. And he ended up putting up like a shot fake in the middle. He got to the lane, put up a shot fake in the middle of the lane, and then opted to go with a fadeaway over a 7-foot-1 dude with an 8-foot wingspan. And of course, predictably, it ended up just woefully short. And this is what, when we talk about, like, I love Io. I love Io as much as the next person. I think he's fantastic, and he constantly surprises me. But when we're talking about, like, oh my gosh, we can get rid of Lonzo Ball, or we can get rid, this is the guy that we want to have him playing 35. It's not his role. He's not going to be that guy. Not right now, at least. Maybe in a year or two. Maybe. If he develops that, but he can't, he's got this guy, JaVale McGee on him, 7-foot-1, can't move his feet, and he makes a bad decision with the ball. He can't ISO him. He's got limitations to his game. Don't think he's bad. I think he's great. But he's not your cure-all. He's not your answer. It's not, you don't look at a guy doing well in the role that they're given and say, oh my gosh, this is the guy. Now I can trade Lonzo Ball. That's not how it works. People excel in their roles, and then you keep them in those roles. Just because Mikal Bridges has been great for the Suns, they don't say, oh, we can trade Devin Booker now. Anyways, I'm digressing now. I think that, again, the bench scoring was just totally in favor of the Suns. You know what really ticked me off, though, outside of just the way that the Bulls were playing basketball, was the way that the refs were reffing freaking Devin Booker. And some of these calls are just like, oh my, like the time, like when he, like, okay, so Devin Booker can just jump in the air and land with his penis on top of somebody on his crotch, and then that's a foul on who was it, Io, I think it was. How is that a foul? I mean, I get you're supposed to let a guy land. Io was boxing out. Io was turned and looking for the rebound. And then there was another play. I don't remember exactly who it was in the Bulls. It might have been Io again. Where, you know, it was a contest, and it was barely – there was, like, no contact. And of course, he gets the line. And so he's getting the star treatment, man. D-Book has nothing to complain about. He's getting these calls, you know. And DeMar gets them too. It's not as bad, but DeMar gets them too. Don't need to be a homer entirely. But it was rough to watch, man. This game is just tough to watch. Not a good look. Not a good look. Bulls need help. Go get help, please. The Suns are just a better team. And there's no, I have no shame in saying they're maybe championship favorites. I mean, I think that if I had to pick a team coming out of the West, it would be the Phoenix Suns. I picked them last season too. People called me crazy until like a month before the end of the season. I said, oh yeah, they got Chris Paul, and this is what he does, man. He runs a tight ship. Those guys, they have an efficient offense, and their defense is just insane. It's a really tough defense. It's a really good team. If there's anything that's going to call me, recognizing that the Phoenix Suns are a really fantastic basketball team. And again, likely, I think, to get into the finals. But what do you do? How do you respond to that? If you're AK, if you're Billy Donovan, if you're DeMar DeRozan, if you're Zach LaVine, how do you respond to that? You get better. You can't hang your head and say, well, we can't beat that team. You get better. You get better by making the personnel better. You get better by getting healthy, obviously. That's something that you can't really control right now. The Bulls need to get better. I don't think there's any way around that. I don't think there's anything. I don't think I'm even saying anything crazy. Nothing crazy that people aren't going to agree with. I think everyone probably agrees with that. Bulls get the Charlotte Hornets on Wednesday, which should be a better game, I would think. It's going to be a shootout. I don't know what the final score of that game is going to be, 140 to 130 maybe. Then they get the T-Wolves, which is going to be another kind of shootout there that's going to end up probably high scoring on Friday. So we got a game on Wednesday, on Friday, and then a back-to-back on a Saturday. We have the Thunder also with a back-to-back there. So three winnable games. Three very winnable games. I'd like to see the Bulls sweep these next three games. However they do it, even if they don't play a lick of defense, whatever, man. If that's what your identity is, I guess that's what your identity is right now without Lonzo Ball, without Alex Caruso, without Patrick Williams. And I'm just going to have to live with that. If you win basketball games, you win basketball games. That's all that matters. They've got the Spurs also on that following Monday. So four winnable games here. Definitely need to go at least 3-1. I think you need to go 4-0. I think you just need to go 4-0 to A, not slip too far in the standings and hopefully recover that first spot. Probably not going to happen because the Heat are just going crazy right now. They won again tonight. And B, put all the fans and everything at ease. Obviously, that Friday game, February 11th, is going to be after the trade deadline. So the team might look different there. We'll see. We've got, 3 days until the deadline? It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, yeah, 3 days till the deadline. And we'll see what happens, man. The Bulls have been linked to some okay names. I mean, some exciting names. Jakob Poeltl. Obviously, we got some more news on that today, and that the Spurs have already turned down the Bulls' offer, which was a future first. And I think that's pretty low-ball offer there for Jakob Poeltl. But sometimes teams do that, and then they give you their real offer later, or you know they're hoping that you'll counter because they like something on your roster. So you know I don't think that's dead in the water by any means. Paul Millsap's been linked to the Bulls. Some other big guys. Torrey Craig, I think, is a guy that just keeps popping up. Is a guy that makes a lot of sense. This guy I would really like to see. I don't think you even need to trade for him. I think you can wait for him to be bought out, or if you need to trade for him, it's something where you give up a heavily protected second, just to kind of help Indiana Pacers facilitate getting him off the roster, because he's really not doing anything there for them. They're going to want to play their young guys if they're actually going to blow this up. So guys like that, I'm looking for them to add a big body. We absolutely need it. It's just horrendous to watch, especially our backups when we have to rotate at all. And we've got Matt Thomas meeting, JaVale McGee at the rim, which is just like embarrassing. There's absolutely zero chance that that's going to ever turn out well. Okay, I'll say there's a 1% chance, because maybe JaVale McGee, bobbles it and throws it off his knee or something, which I could see happening. But yeah, it's this is rough, Bulls fans. Hang in there, though. Still a good team. The only reason I'm as fired up and excited and upset about the team is because I believe we can truly be better. I believe this is a truly great team. I don't think, again, that it is a championship level team. I think that's down the road a little bit. So hang in there. But I do think that this is still a very, very, very good basketball team. And we are now a game and a half out of first. So game and a half out of first. Miami's in first. Milwaukee's jumped us. They are second in the standings now, in the Eastern Conference standings. They are one game behind the Miami Heat. We are tied with Cleveland Cavaliers, who are fourth now. Sixers are fifth, two games behind the Miami Heat. And the Raptors have jumped in the sixth since the Brooklyn Nets are just absolutely struggling. At least I'm not as angry as probably Nets fans are right now, because Nets fans are probably really angry because they are just sliding terribly. But hey, quickly, before I sign off, I want to also remind you all to use coupon code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. That's going to do it. I'm going to sign off here. My name is Keith Cork. You can follow me on Twitter at BSBP Keith. You can follow the show at Ethos Bulls. And please go do that. And also leave us a 5-star review. And let us know what you think, man. Let us know what you think about the show. And tell me I'm just totally off base. And tell me I'm just sound like an insane person, because right now I really need to hear it. Tell me I'm insane and that the Bulls are going to be okay. No, I'm actually totally okay. I'm not even that angry anymore. It's okay. Therapy. This was a therapeutic session, everybody. We got it off our chest. Now we move on. We're going to sweep and go freaking 4-0 these next games, man. Let's go. Let's do it. Go, Bulls.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.